Suddenly, he saw a blurry shape off to the right, coming in fast. It looked bizarre, some sort of truck-like top built on a small-framed car body. The high truck looked absurd, bouncing from side to side as if it were about to fall over, obviously too big for the frame that supported it. Three men stood on top of the truck. They all looked barbaric, with scars covering their faces and brightly colored mohawk haircuts. Dangling from the side of the lumbering vehicle was, what looked to Rock, human skulls.
Shit! Archer, hold tight. I think some bandits have found us, Archer. Keep a close eye for any others. That one was probably a scout.
Archer, I hate bandits.
I know you do, buddy. Shit! There's a vehicle straight ahead. Archer, man the guns!
Archer sat bolt upright in the bucket seat as he saw the Volkswagen minibus ahead, armed with a giant ramming spear on the front.
The gunman! Just aim it forward and fire!
Archer took hold of the joystick controls of the 55mm poking through the grill of the Roadmaster and pushed the fire button on top.
Good one. One down.
But the truck was still after them, and Roxon had a growing feeling that there was more to come. Then he saw them, a line of four advancing cars, each over a century old, their very bodies cracking apart, their windshields held in place by ropes, their wheels ground down so that there was just inches of rubber between the ground and the spinning steel axles. Yet they moved. Lurching and weaving, they came forward.
Archer, fire!
The bullets sliced across grills, doors, and tires, slamming into metal and twisting it apart. Two of the cars caught fire, their fuel lines severed. Rock aimed straight between the blazing vehicles.
Well, shit.
There, ahead of them, were over half a dozen archaic vehicles. All of the half-rusted cars and trucks from pre-war America were filled to the brim with barbarians. Four of the trucks had wooden platforms built on their backs, rickety structures that rose a good 15 feet into the air, atop which a small cannon had been erected. The fleet advanced toward Rock, their wooden platforms shaking and leaning back and forth as if they would fall over. Rock could see the men behind the metal cannons loading them by hand with fist-sized shells.
There's no way in hell we're gonna get through that bunch. I'm gonna tear ass to the right. The second you feel the car move, fire. And keep firing with that 55, you got me?
Yeah!
And aim for those tower things. The cannon, you see him?
Archer, kill cannon!
Okay, hang on to your balls.
Fire!
It is. They're firing goddamn tank shells. Archer, I'm gonna swerve. Just lay down covering fire.
The fleet was hemming them in, but they couldn't keep up with the souped-up Buick. Surefoot had obviously poured his heart into the vehicle. He made it past the truck at the very edge of the fleet and headed out toward the miles of flatland ahead. But the bandits turned and took up the pursuit.
Man the back gun!
Back gun?
That lever switches from forward to rear machine gun.
Unable to see through the steel plate that covered the back window, Archer, keeping one hand on the firing button, leaned out the window to get a better view. The pursuers were right behind them, neither catching up nor falling behind. They had broken their straight-line formation and were moving in packs of three or four vehicles. The trucks with the tower cannons were in the second pack and were just getting a fix on their would-be victims.
Cannon!
Good job. Another two cars down.
Archer swiveled the machine gun slightly to the side, aiming for a truck with the cannon. He tracked his shots, aiming for the cannon's platform. The cannon flipped down towards the truck's hood the instant it fired. Some of the other cars were starting to fall back, unable to keep up the pace. They weren't used to having to pursue their victims more than a few hundred yards before a bloody capture was made.
Three left. Just keep firing.
Shit! Hold on! Oh, fuck!
What? dirt in my eyes. Give me the water.
Be slowing, Rob.
I know. Give me the water. Thanks. Much better. I can see again. Shit. They're right behind us now. Damn it. They took out a tire. We're veering right now. There's no way we can outrun them. Wait. What was it Surefoot said?
Also got an instant fuel dump, which shoots out all the alcohol in case of an accident or something.
It could work. Close the windows.
Okay.
Roxxon let the approaching attack cars pull even closer, his hand hovering on the evacuate lever to the right of the steering wheel.
Now!
The alcohol shot out 30 feet in all directions. Rock's car was already shooting off with its emergency reserve when the tank shell came down. The flames shot up nearly 10 feet, the alcohol burning with a quick but violent fury, and caught two of the attack vehicles directly underneath. There was but one truck left, and it continued the charge forward, the tower gunner feeding another apple-sized shell into his makeshift mortar. Rock spun the wheel as far as it could go, and the car made a full 180-degree skid. The two vehicles came toward each other. 100 yards, 75 yards.
Shoot, man, shoot!
The lever!
You're shooting from the back!
Oh!
Yeah, that's it! Aim a little higher!
What's wrong?
No ammo!
Shit!
Knee clear shot!
What?
Roxxon glanced right. Archer had pulled out his crossbow and was loading his last bolt.
All right. I'm gonna swerve to the left. Try to hit a shell if you can. If not...
Archer, King.
Okay. Now!
Roxxon turned the wheel so hard that their truck turned on its side. Archer stood up through the window, crossbow in hand. He could see the gunman's face, scarred and pitted, with eyes blazing like the fires of hell itself. The two vehicles were now just 30 yards apart, and Archer could see the mortar trigger pull back. He aimed for the shells beside them. The two free fighters crawled out from the ruined Buick. Rock pulled out his Krieger hunting knife, and Archer swung his crossbow around to use as a club. But there was no one left to fight. They were all dead. A pile of burning cars and trucks extended back toward the horizon, each sending up its own swirling funnel of thick, oily smoke. The men inside the last truck that had come bearing down on them were all dead. Hanging over their seats, their bodies ripped and twisted apart, sliced like badly butchered meat. The free fighters walked back to their roadmaster and examined it. It had served them well, but now after more than 100 years of service, it had met its maker. The front tire had been completely ripped from its axle by the force of the explosion. The engine seemed to have numerous holes in it. It leaked oil like dark blood onto the yellow ground.
Let's get our stuff and find a new ride.
They took their supplies and the winnings from the poker game and carried the load over to a nearby truck.
We're taking this one. Come on, help me get rid of the bodies.